Tonight to see you all, and some of you have not seen for months and months, and just for us all to be together like this is absolutely great, isn't it? And I really praise the Lord. You know, we're separated by physical distance, but we're one in Jesus, and it's absolutely great to see everybody and to be together tonight. So thank you for making the offer. A really warm welcome to our friends and sisters from Hope and from Macedonia as well, and also to Ali. Who's sharing with us? It's great to be together and to be able to share in fellowship. It's only a short service this week. We thought we'd give it a go and see how we go, and then we can chat about it at another time. So, as we gather together, some verses from Psalm 96: Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise His holy name. So we're going to do that. Our opening song is Come Ye Thankful People Come. You've got to sing that at harvest time, haven't you? And it's a wonderful song of gathering together. So we're going to join together and sing that. The words will come up on the screen. Oh, I'm glad Jen remembered to mute me on that because I was quite getting into it. Now it's harvest time, isn't it? And I know that some of you have planted seeds and done things. And I thought just give you a few seconds each to say anything that you've grown, especially this time during lockdown, that you haven't grown before or that you haven't done before.
You can unmute yourself if you need to. Nicole says Matthew's grown beans. We tried to grow. You're muted again, Dorothy. You can unmute yourself. There you go.
Well done, Matty. Yeah, Matthew. Yes, well done.
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can, John.
Oh. We've grown beetroots, really big beetroots like that. Really good.
Yeah, yeah, and
then never done them before.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anybody else?
I've grown lots of things that I've grown before, but I've grown some yellow beans this year.
Oh, right.
Which have been very good, and I've been bringing in the harvest this afternoon, and abundant. So grateful.
Oh, that's great, Christine.
Pounds of raspberries. Pounds.
Oh,
of
lovely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good. Anybody else?
We attempted carrots and beetroot, but they didn't grow. But we did grow parsley and coriander. We have loads of it.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, loads of it.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's good, isn't it, to be able to see God's harvest and to share together in that. So, yeah, good. Lots to give thanks for.
Yeah.
So we're going to sing again, and this time it's Letters with a Glass. All right. Let us with a glass of wine. Praise the Lord, for he is kind.
Okay.
We'll sing together again.
Okay. Do you want to mute yourself, Dorothy, and then you'll be able to unmute yourself?
It is that God is so good, isn't he? And it's really good to praise him. And so I'm going to ask Helen to lead us in prayer.
Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you are.
Thanks. Lord, thank you for walking with us through the seasons of our lives. For the winter, when we are held safe in your arms through the darkness. For the hope of spring, as we are filled with promise and life. For summertime, filled with warmth and colour. And for autumn days, as leaves fall to seed new growth. You are always with us. Amen.
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 And we're going to sing again, Yes, God is Good in Earth and Sky. Tremendous words of faith, believing that he is good. I know there was a film that we showed at Roman Road some time ago, and one of the key phrases in it, that it was a pastor and his friend was saying to him, God is good all the time, God is good. And I know there's a number of us, when we're going through sticky patches, we tend to remind each other that in a text message or something, that despite what we're going through, God is good. And those words of the song that we've just sung together there, really speak to me about the wonder that we see God all around us day by day, and shows his goodness, and yet encouraging us to hold on in those difficult times. And some of us, I'm sure at the moment, finding life pretty hard and pretty tough going, and yet we know that God is good and that we can trust in him. And tonight, just one verse from Luke chapter 10, verse 2. It follows on where Jesus was talking about the cost of following him and what that demands of us. And it comes just before he sent out the 72 disciples. But talking to them, he told them this: the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. And that verse is as true today as it was then when Jesus was sending out his disciples. Today he sends us out, but he also calls us to pray for more workers in his harvest field. So we're going to sing again. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it's fed and watered by God's almighty hand. And Christine's going to read us a poem now about harvest.
Am I unmuted?
You're fine, yep.
Yeah.
I cannot do these things, you know. Anyway. When we see the harvest, a harvest of apples, a harvest of corn, a harvest of plenty, an autumn adorned with bright coloured leaves, a fall festive bland, a wonderful time for families and friends, a harvest of pumpkins, a harvest of grain, a harvest of beauty and cool autumn rains, a big harvest moon way up in the sky, a harvest of blessing that God has supplied. Be grateful, be humble, give thanks to the Lord. He has showed us his blessing here in our world. But have we been faithful and have we been true? Have we put God first in all that we do? A harvest that God sees is not food or crops, not pumpkins or grains, not apples that drop. But God sees the harvest of souls needing him, a harvest of people who need to be saved from their sin, a harvest of souls and a harvest of love, a harvest of mercy from our Father above. When we see the harvest, let's see through God's eyes and share with the nations the life he supplies.
Thank you, Christine.
I think Dorothy's frozen. While Dorothy's frozen, we'll do the next song, which is For the Fruits of His Creation. So I'll share that and hopefully she'll be able to rejoin us. Just a second, sorry everyone, technical hitch. Right, Dorothy's not rejoined us, so I'll take the next bit, which is we're going to pray again. This is a harvest prayer. Father, as we celebrate this season of Thanksgiving, we give thanks for the blessings of food, provision, and nourishment. Please grow in us a harvest for the world. Come sow a seed of hope within our souls, Lord, that we might yield goodness, patience and kindness in abundance. Sow a seed of peace in our lives, Lord, that we might bear the fruits of forgiveness, compassion, and righteousness. Come sow a seed of love in our hearts, Lord, that others would reap the blessings of family, friendship, and community. May each seed of hope, peace, and love grow within us into a harvest that can be feasted on by all. Amen.
Thank you, Jen.
No, you're okay.
And so we come to our final song tonight. I hope you enjoy this one. It's quite a lively one, Bringing in the Sheaves. It's an old one, I know, and I apologise to the children for this. Well, next time we'll definitely have some for you. But you might quite like it because it's quite a lively tune anyway. So Bringing in the Sheaves. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, okay. And our final blessing tonight. Hear the voice of the Creator, the mighty God, the one who built the vault of heaven, who set the sun on a blazing course through the skies. Go forth in the name of the living Word,
the one whose words bring forth the fruit of the kingdom in your own lives. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.